This is the grotto? What the hell is this room called?
Grotto.
Home of many fringe type shows. In the audience, there are some whites, some white folks, and a sprinkling of browns. I think I saw two.
Are you ready for your next comic? All right, give a warm welcome to Howie Echo Hawk.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. It's good to be here on Coast Salish land, right, folks? Yeah? They used to enjoy it too, yeah.
My name is Howard Echo Hawk. Call me Howie, ECHO hyphen capital HAWK. People love my last name, Echo Hawk. They think it's really amazing and cool. I always wonder, is it because Echo Hawk, two ordinary English words, when put together, take them to this transcendental plane where everything is okay? Or is it because they're surprised I'm alive?
Pretty much my entire life, people look at me and they go, Mexican man. There goes a Mexican man. And it creates some weird stuff because all the racism that I experience is directed at a Mexican man, and people will go, hey, go back to your country. And I'll be like, please leave my country. I will as soon as you vacate.
So the time before the election was, you know, tenuous. I definitely thought it was a possibility that Donald Trump could win towards the end there. I did not want that to happen. As soon as he got elected, I just let out this cacophony of curse words. And immediately, like, was, I want to go to an open mic, like, tomorrow and, like, go out and be like, so who'd you all vote for? Like, you know?
Every morning when I wake up and I go outside, I recognize by looking left and right that this might as well be the zombie apocalypse for Native people. Like, y'all might as well be zombies. See, nobody laughs. I love it so much.
You know, it's just funny to see, like, these people be so uncomfortable with something that did not happen to them. You know what I mean? I've been told my whole life not to talk about this stuff, right? Like, that you should keep it quiet, and that's, like, that's a whole generations of silence with Native people and the devastating things that have happened to them. You're supposed to pick up and carry on, right?
And I do have this really interesting experience when I go back to where my tribe is in Pawnee, Oklahoma. You know, there's a lot of us there, 5,000 now. Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. That's LL Cool J whites. And there was this time when I was like about 16 years old, and me and my cousins, two of my cousins, we went to a movie theater that was right on the outside of the town. And we're going up to the movie theater, we're in the line, and when we got to the front, they acted almost as if we were not there. And so we turned and we left, and I said, what just happened? And they said, well, they don't like us because we're Pawnee. And I said, they know we're Pawnee. Oh my gosh, I've never felt more seen in my entire life. Somebody hated me. For once, it wasn't just because random Mexican thing, it was because they hate me because of who I am. And if there's anything that I want you to all know, I hate you for who you are. Thank you very much, Howie.
I can't, like, honestly say whether or not comedy will ever be really healing, you know, because these things happen, it's just my expression of them. It's better than keeping it inside my head. Yeah, but I probably could do it a different way. I just happen to be funny.